Okay, we are back in public hearing. We can do that with just a smaller group. If you want to go ahead and give us, introduce yourselves first and give us the overview. Sorry to make you wait.
Sorry. No, I was trying to take care of some stuff that's about to die. Thank you. My name is David Bennett. I'm a lawyer in Portland with the firm of Colvin, Landy, Bennett & Wolf. Scott Bellows is on my right. Barbara Kahn's on my left. Karn Augustusson at the back. We are on a committee of self-appointed, self-important experts that has been reviewing the condo acts for a lot of years. We started back in 1973 for the 75 legislature. The condo act, I think, came in 1967. The Planned Community Act, which is a part of this bill, came in 1981 in that legislative session. So those of us who work in this industry have been looking to amend the Condominium Act and the Planned Community Act over the years to make it conform to our practices. We represent associations. Barbara Consul is the title company. We had lenders, managers, who represent developers. So we have a mix of people from all facets who work in this area to balance each other out as to the kinds of things that make living in a homeowner association, developing a homeowner association, an effective thing. Barbara Kahn's provided you, I believe, with a summary of the bill. I took from her summary and made a summary for the state bar that's in the upcoming CLE. And by the way, speaking of CLE, I learned a hell of a lot more down here talking to you folks than I ever did in all the CLEs that I've either given or been to. So I can't imagine why they wouldn't let you have some credit. So you have that bill. It is rather long, but a lot of it is bringing the Planned Community Act so that it conforms to condominiums. People who live in condominiums or planning development sometimes don't know which they live in. So various provisions with respect to boards of directors, voting, reserve requirements, and those kinds of things are brought so that they're as parallel as can be. One of the things that we've done in the new act, in the Planned Community Act change, is provide a lower threshold for avoiding the act. It used to be that there was 20 units or less, or if you had a de minimis PUD, you weren't under the act, and that would be if the assessment was less than 2% of the fair market value of the land. So if the lots were $50,000, $1,000 assessment per lot, you'd be out from under it. The concern was that a lot of these developments needed associations and needed some structure, and developers weren't putting them in there either because they didn't know how or their lawyers weren't familiar with it. So we have lowered that threshold, but we have removed from the Planned Community Act, which was confusing to a lot of developers and a lot of lawyers, that aspect of it which related to sales regulation. And the Real Estate Commission never wanted that in there to begin with, and they fought us when we did it years ago and put it in. And what we do is go to Chapter 105 with the disclosure requirements, which didn't exist way back when. So the exemption from the Chapter 105 disclosures or disclaimer for people who purchase real estate no longer pertain to units and planned unit developments, and so you have to go under that act and you have the 5-day or the 7-day rescission right. Beyond that, there are some technical amendments which were made from the Senate bill, and I think you have copies of those. A couple of those had to do with really some Scrivener's errors when we were putting it in there. If we have any questions, we're happy to answer it about our summaries or about the thrust of this and how we came about this process. We'd be happy to respond.
Any questions? I appreciate as much as anything the inclusion of the members of the work group, but it's always interesting to see who's been represented in putting this together, and it looks like you had a pretty comprehensive group. Any questions? I think you can tell that we're anticipating being called back to the floor in a minute. We're down into crime victims' bills now. So if there are no questions, do either of you have anything else you want to put on the record? Otherwise, we'll go right into work session on this thing and get it out. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, members, Scott Bellows. I'm an attorney in Tigard. I represent both contractors and developers and homeowner associations. Just for the record, if a person owns a single-family home and they have a problem with the house or they have a nuisance that they're confronting, it's very obvious who has the right to bring suit. But when it's a planned community or a condominium, it can be very ambiguous as to what the proper roles of the association and the members of the association are. Construction defects in the common areas might damage the personal, the individual unit, or it might even cause personal injury to an occupant or lost rental, that kind of thing. So we've tried to strike a balance between the appropriate role of the association and of the members in this legislation as well.
Okay. Representative Wells.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Coming in here a little bit late. Do we have a list of who was involved in this?
I'm missing
some paperwork.
It's in the paperclipped summary.
Oh, like I did see that somewhere. Well, that was on my desk.
Yeah. Yes. Anybody else? Representative Werbelow.
Are we in work
session? No, we're not. But I'll close the public hearing and open a work session on Senate Bill 1206. We have dash A3 amendments before us.
I guess, Mr. Chair.
And Representative Wells.
Having a chance to look at this work group, was there any homeowners involved in this?
Representatives of homeowners?
Representative Wells, I represent 250 homeowners associations and deal with them on a regular basis. I've drafted documents for more than 400 projects, so I'm on both sides of that. There, I own a condominium unit as well. There are three management companies that represent associations, and they represent title companies. There are five or six lawyers. There's an accountant, and there are people from all kinds of representation. I represent a lot of individual owners as well in this thing. So I think the lawyers who are on it have 25 and 30 years of experience doing primarily this kind of work, representing people in all aspects of community association living.
Yes, I appreciate the work that's gone into this. I've been involved in Sun River type homeowner.
I represented Sun River for 12 years. So.
Yeah, I've had two different homes at Sun River and was a member of that association and back in the 70s. And I commend you for the good work that I think and the thoughts that's gone into this bill. I appreciate it.
By the way, Howard Feuerstein, who was on the committee, drafted the Sun River documents, and I've redrafted them several times. So.
Okay. Chair moves the adoption of a dash to A3 amendments to Senate Bill 1206. Is there any objection? So ordered. Chair moves that Senate Bill 1206 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any objection? Representative, we're under a call, and that's why I pushed this thing ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not objecting. I'm just going to say I'm going to vote yes to get it out of committee. However, I have, because of the press of time recently, I have not read through it. And both as a lawyer and as a condominium homeowner, I want to read through it. So I know that I'm not going to get it.
Today as a condominium owner, yesterday you were living in someone's basement. Sure, get around. Is there any objection? If not, I'll dispense with the roll call and declare Senate Bill.
I have the same concern.
1206.
So I need to read it before I vote favorably.
As amended.
So far, it looks okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Wells, you're a condominium owner. Do you want to carry this?
Used to be.
Well, I don't qualify.
You were, okay.
You're in the middle of buying your condo in Maui. Does that count?
To the floor, Representative Wells be the carrier. The unanimous vote without objection. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.